You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I think really just him setting the tone with how he operates throughout the building and with the guys in the locker room. I feel like for us, we know the standard that he's setting. We know what high-level football looks like, of course, where he's come from, where Dennis Allen has come from, and different things like that. So we're able to see it actually being done and things like that. So I think for us, it's really just listening and taking it all in, and then for us pushing each other. And I feel like it's really going to be up to the players to win. I feel like that's my biggest thing. I don't feel like this is going to be a staff where we can try to blame it on somebody else and things like that. It's going to be real cleared up and cleaned up for us, and we got to go out there and win. So me personally, it's just getting myself ready to play, getting the defense ready to go, getting the team ready so that we can go out there and win on Sunday.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
We are just about out of the dark, believe it or not. Football season is almost here. That was Jalen Johnson, Bears cornerback, talking to Cassie Carlson of Fox 32 Chicago. I am Judson Richards, Adam Staszynski on the other side of the glass there with you all the way until 9 o'clock this evening. By the way, we'll get to that in just a moment. We've got Cubs baseball coming back on Friday. We'll tell you what's happening on Wednesday, Thursday in just a moment. Coming up at 8:30. I thought that Marshall Harris and Layla Rahima did a great interview with Ian Happ. You know, Ian got moved out of that leadoff spot that he's been in for years, really. And so they got into that with him and how he felt about it. Really, really good stuff. We'll bring you a few minutes of that coming your way at 8:30. But Wednesday and Thursday, beginning at 6 o'clock, the Score will have special classic programming. Now, tomorrow night, we will replay the Cubs win in Game 6 of the 2016 NLCS. And then on Thursday, you may be able to guess what is coming up Thursday night, 6 p.m., we will bring back the Cubs victory in Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. And then Friday, we get back to reality. The 120 starts at Wrigley Field. The Cubs have the hottest team in baseball. The Red Sox have won 10 in a row. Again, a 120 start in the game you'll hear on 670 The Score. So the 57-39 Cubs, which is 40% of the game going, 40% of the season left, the first place Cubs will be back at it on Friday, and you'll hear it right here on The Score. Let's get to football now. As Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times joins us again, brought to you by the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Good to talk to Patrick this evening. Let's begin here, Patrick. I have a tough time keeping up with dates. As long as I've done this, when does Bears training camp really get started?
The rookies report to training camp on Saturday, along with the quarterbacks. The veterans show up 3 days later on Tuesday, and then their first practice is Wednesday. Now, when do they have a real practice that looks like football? Probably another 5 days after that. But literally by this time, next week, every Bear who is signed up is going to be inside of Hallis Hall.
So, Patrick, when they do begin that practice, let's go through three names specifically. Let's begin with Colston Loveland first. And I know that, you know, it sounds like Colston may not even be totally aware, but when should we think that Colston will be ready to go full go out there on the field with the Bears?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether it's going to be the first day of practice. And, you know, Ben Johnson last month said, hey, I'm not quite clear on that. Colston said at his football camp in Michigan last week, he told reporters, you know, I feel good. But, you know, we'll see once it starts. And, you know, there's no huge rush on this. You know, this is the guy who was hurt when the Bears drafted him. And he had surgery in January, and he got a six-month recovery period, and we're right at about 6 months right now. So I wouldn't panic if he started off on the PUP list and was brought along slowly. You know, whether that's going to happen or not, we'll find out when he takes his physical, when he checks in on Saturday.
And Luther Burden?
The same. I think physically he's fine. I mean, the question you have to ask about Luther Burden, about Shamar Turner, and about Ozzie Trapio is, are they going to sign? You know, if you look around the NFL right now, 30 of the 32 second-round picks in the league have not signed their contract. And the reason they haven't is because the first two picks of the draft were given fully guaranteed deals by their teams. Before this year, no second-round pick had ever received a fully guaranteed deal. So every agent representing a second-rounder went, well, we'll try and get you that. You know, that happened in May, and we're now in mid-July, so obviously there hasn't been a lot of traction. We will see in the next couple of days whether those dominoes start to fall. The way these things typically work is if somebody above me is getting 90% guaranteed, maybe I get 88 or 85, and it kind of works its way through that way. So we'll see. If not, you know, they can't practice. This isn't like the off-season program. You need to be under contract to show up for training camp. The Chargers' second-round pick, when they reported on Saturday, didn't show up and still isn't there as we sit here right now. So that's going to be interesting. I don't think it's a gigantic reason to panic just because this isn't a Bears-specific problem as we sit here right now. It may turn out to be one, but right now it's not. The only thing that really makes it more important if you're a Bears fan than if you're a fan of another team is they have three of these guys. Most teams only have one.
When will this become, or what are the chances it could become, the lead story in the NFL?
I don't know, a week from now, maybe. I mean, it's already a pretty big deal.
Right.
You know, and we'll see. You know, those first few days of practice, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they're essential to anybody getting on the same page. But, you know, in the Bears' case, you've got Ozzie, who is fighting for a left tackle job, kind of depending on Braxton Jones' physical ability and whether he is ready to practice. You've got Luther Burden, who is in a really crowded wide receiver room, and who's somebody who I think can be really good, but, you know, boy, he's got to earn his playing time in a way that other people probably don't. You know, and then you have Turner, who is joining a room with a pretty good rotation of veteran players. These guys need to be given the best chance possible to compete for those jobs. And, you know, of course, being there the first day always helps.
He's Patrick Finley of the Chicago Sun-Times. I'm Judson Richards with you tonight on 6-7 The Score. One more injury question for you, Patrick. What about Braxton Jones? He's still a little ways away, isn't he?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he started off not practicing in full. I do think he's going to be fine by the start of the season. And, you know, I think that if he's healthy, I think he's got to be the Bears' first choice at left tackle. We'll see how it goes. But, you know, I think I file it under a good problem to have if Braxton is your left tackle in his final year of under contract and you've got Ozzie and Karan Amagaji to a lesser extent ready to go at that position too. There's no such thing as too much talent at left tackle.
You know, Patrick, for even those who study offenses and systems for a living, they say, honestly, I don't really know what Ben Johnson and the Bears is going to look like because Ben's offense is somewhat of a living entity, right? But and with that in mind, how far is Caleb Williams in downloading the basics of what Ben Johnson wants him to be able to do by at least week one against the Vikings?
Yeah, that's the big question. You know, they started off, I think, with the whole drinking through a fire hose thing and threw as much as they could at him. And now we will spend, at least the middle part of training camp and the end of training camp narrowing it down into something that looks somewhat like a game plan. You're right. You know, this isn't going to be the Ben Johnson Lions offense. This is going to be something different. And, you know, what's exciting if you are Ben is that you've got a quarterback who has a mobility that you don't really see around the NFL. You know, a lot of guys can run, not a lot of guys can throw on the run, especially moving left the way that Caleb Williams can. So I expect to see a lot more of that. You know, just getting him under center is a challenge that he's talked about, and that's something I'm going to watch during camp. You know, how is he when he's not in the shotgun. You know, he's part of this generation of quarterbacks who grew up, you know, playing college football and high school football only in the shotgun. And now, you know, to do what you want to do, you got to put him under center. And Ben has explained why, and he's done so very eloquently, is that if you're going to run play action, the extra split second you get when the quarterback turns his back to the linebacker is really beneficial. And that does not happen if you're taking a shotgun snap and just holding the ball in front of you before you pull it away.
How much should we expect Ben Johnson to use Caleb Williams' other attributes, which are ones that ultimately got him drafted at number one overall, with not only being able to roll out and throw with accuracy, but just his ability to have a great feel, maybe not yet in the pocket, but certainly out on the football field with we watch from a Heisman Trophy winner. Do you expect more designed runs? What do you think Ben Johnson's sights may be for Caleb Williams' athleticism?
Designed runs? Probably not. You know, let's put it this way. If they're calling design runs for a quarterback that's about 6 feet tall and about 220 pounds, I don't think that's a great idea, and I don't know a lot of people who do. Now, you can tell him, hey, if you see something, take off. And that is an issue that we saw both with Mitch Trubisky and then Justin Fields after him, and a little bit with Caleb last year, is that, you know, quarterback coaches want their quarterbacks to be throwers first and runners second. And I think that's confusing for young players sometimes. It certainly was with Justin, because his biggest strength was running with the ball in these situations. That's not the case with Caleb. I think that Ben will open it up in the sense of telling him to take off and run when it's there. But, you know, this is a guy who missed zero snaps last year. And, you know, that's the best stat he posted for the Bears last season, was that, you know, that database, he built that database as much as anybody could possibly have expected him to do. And I think a lot of good fortune went into that. I'd be shocked if he was able to take every snap this year, just the way that NFL football works. But one of the big strengths of his has got to be to stay on the field. And you don't stay on the field if you're running quarterback draw or quarterback power or quarterback sneak too very often in this league.
We're joined by Patrick Finley of Chicago Sun-Times. You mentioned his height and weight, Patrick. One of the things he did best last year is prove his ultimate toughness. I'm not saying that you should run him into other players on the offense, but I think that he's proven that he can withstand an NFL season. And listen, I thought the first game that Thomas Brown led Caleb Williams, where it was very much like go through one read, if it's not there, then go through two reads, if it's not there, then go. Like that immediacy of him to use his legs, I just don't see a world where Ben Johnson doesn't ultimately showcase what Caleb Williams can do athletically.
Yeah, I think back to Drake May with the Patriots. When the Patriots came here and beat the Bears, and probably the worst loss the Bears took all season is, you know, nobody was watching Drake May beat Joe Montana. He sat back, looked once, and if it wasn't there, he took off, and it was pretty dang effective. So, yeah, I think there can be an element of that in the playbook. That is not something I would lean too heavily on, though. Just like I said, you know, he's tough boy. He was sacked more than all but two guys in the history of the league last year, so we know he can take a hit, but we don't necessarily want him to if you can avoid it.
Patrick, is this a roster talented enough to finish over 500?
Yeah, right about there. 9-8, 8-9, something like that. I think that the improvements on the offensive line are really important, you know, both, you know, with the center and the two guards. The improvement on the defensive line, on the interior, just having more bodies, I think, is something that that is really, really key for them. But, boy, I'd love for them to have an extra pass rusher, and I'd love for them to have a little more depth at running back. You know, if they're 9-8 and if this offense is pretty good, and if Caleb Williams looks like a keeper, I think that's a pretty good season for the Bears.
More surprised that GM Brian Poles had 2 years remaining on his deal, or that he was given a 3-year extension to join those 2 years to now add up to 5?
The minute they decided to stick with him and to have him lead that search for Ben Johnson, I think it was a fait accompli that they'd be both put under the same contract structure. Now, we can talk all day about whether it's fair and about whether it sends the right message that Ryan has the record that he has and then got an extension. But the fact is, if you're going to keep them, you know, you've got to keep them on the same timelines, because it really, really creates the potential for problems if they're not. Ryan inherited a really, really horrible roster, and I think has built, you know, the personnel of this team up in a pretty solid fashion. You know, I don't know in a vacuum if you'd give him an extension for the work he's done thus far, but if you've got a coach here till then, You've got to have a GM here till then. That's just kind of the way it works. And like I said, whether it's fair or not, whether it makes sense or not, that's just the way the world is in the NFL.
He's Chicago Sun-Times' Patrick Finley with us on 6-7 The Score. Patrick, the lead storyline heading into camp for you?
There are two, and I'm taking the easy way out here, and I'm sorry. Number one, is Ben Johnson a head coach? The Bears have hired assistant coaches almost exclusively to be their head coach throughout their franchise. You know, that's everybody but John Fox, more or less. And the same question we have of Ben, we have of everybody else, which is, you're really good at calling plays. Now, can you lead everybody? What I have seen so far leads me to think that he is more well-suited for this than Mark Trestman was, certainly than Matt Eberflus was. So I think it's trending in the right direction, but everybody looks good in the offseason. And the second part of that is obvious, and it's Caleb. You know, is Caleb going to become the franchise quarterback the Bears have been looking for most of these 100-some-odd years? I don't think that last season was disqualifying for him at all, but, you know, they really need to see him do it. Now that he's in a situation that, you know, is, I think, a lot better and a lot more quarterback friendly than it was when they drafted him a year ago.
Patrick, great stuff from you. Look forward to your coverage, training camp. What day should I say it starts in a week? I believe we're saying on the station it starts in a week, but I'm like, are they weighing in? Are they just, you know, figuring out where to park? Like when is that it really starts? It feels so early.
The GM, the coach, and a bunch of players do media on Tuesday, and that's the day that all the veterans need to be there and take their physicals. So why don't we go with this upcoming Tuesday? And you're telling me it feels so soon. These summers get shorter and shorter every year.
It starts in a week. That feels very simple if I just say it starts in a week. And if we get content, right, if we get a little podium theater, Patrick, then I'm all for it. Why not? Bears season begins in 1 week. Now, that's an overstatement. Training camp begins in 1 week. Patrick, thanks so much.
Hey, anytime.
I always enjoy our conversations with Patrick Finley. Speaking of 1 week and the situation with what's happening with the second rounders, Ryan Poles may wish the season was starting a little bit later. And we got into the contract, the timeline matching up with the head coach. I find this to be incredibly absurd. You know whose timeline doesn't match up is a guy named Craig Counsell and Jed Hoyer. And yet somehow they are still able to operate an organization and lead it in a successful manner. Like this need to have, you know, like Ben wouldn't be able to sleep at night because Ryan Poles only has 2 years left on a deal. I find it to be utterly absurd. Brad Biggs mentioned, you know, there's a lot of comfortability with Ryan Poles. Woof. Like, comfortability is the worst. I thought Kevin Warren's supposed to make this more of a cutthroat organization, yet here he is giving out extensions to a guy who's 15 and 36 with 2 years left on a contract. I mean, what are we doing here? But to the bigger topic, one that I don't know if it's reached the level that it may reach within the next few days. But yeah, if you've missed this, the majority of second-round draft picks in this year, 2025, are currently unsigned due to a dispute over guaranteed money in their rookie deals. Typically, it has not been guaranteed money, but two players, Carson Schwessinger with the Browns and Jaden Higgins with the Texans, they sign fully guaranteed deals. The other 30 second-rounders are reportedly holding out for similar terms or a guaranteed portion of their contracts. It just so happened to work out this year. The Bears have three second-round picks, three of them, that are unsigned. It's not just one second-round pick. Remember, they traded back. So Luther Burden went 39th. Ozzie Trapillo went 56th. And defensive tackle Shamar Turner went 62nd. So the Bears, as of now, have three very, very important players on a roster that is not great by any means that they will need. Braxton Jones isn't going to be ready to go by the start of training camp. Like, Ozzie Trapillo was supposed to battle it out for the left tackle position. I do think Braxton will be there week one, but Trapillo was going to give you a shot, and Luther Burden was going to be part of those weapons that Ben Johnson is going to get in the lab and figure out how to use him. And then Shamar Turner, defensive tackle, of course, was going to be part of the depth needed for Dennis Allen and this defensive coordinator. So it's a storyline to keep an eye on. And pretty soon it's going to be much larger than that because of how many second-round picks the Bears ultimately had. So that was what, when we were getting to the health of players, that's what Patrick Finley was alluding to there about ultimately why, before we worry about the health and if they'll be ready to go, we should also talk about how they need to sign said contracts to get out on the field and get ready to go. But most importantly, it is 1 week away. It's hard to believe. September 8th, right? September 8th is the Monday night football game between the Bears and the Vikings at Soldier Field. I mean, that's going to be here before we know it. September is going to be a lot of fun. You've got the Cubs, 57-39. And we called the second half of the season, but I ran the numbers on this one, so don't quote me on that. But 57-39 adds up to 96. 96 is roughly about 41% of a 162-game season. So that means that we have just 66 games left to go. So it is, there's nothing about a half. You know, we'll call it the second half because they split it where they split it with the All-Star game, but we are more like, you know, closer to 35% than we are 50% with just 66 left to go. The Cubs in first place of the NL Central, and the Bears get started in 1 week. I thought this was a great conversation earlier today on the station. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, their weekly conversation with Ian Happ, but you know, this was an interesting one because he didn't get benched by any means, but he got moved out of that leadoff role. What was that conversation like when Craig Counsell let him know that he was going to be hitting in a different spot in the lineup? We'll bring that to you coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Gives a line drive into center, a base hit by Ian Happ. Rounding third and scoring is Dansby Swanson. And the Cubs get another run and now lead 4-0. Clutch two-out run scoring single by Ian Happ. He is 2-for-2 today, and the Cubs lead by 4.
All right, Judson Richard, back here with you on 670 The Score. It's good to hear Pat Hughes' voice. We will be hearing plenty of Pat Wednesday night, Thursday night. We'll tell you why coming up in just a little bit. And then the Cubs will get back to baseball against the Red Sox. That'll be a 1:20 first pitch at Wrigley Field. The Red Sox have won 10 in a row. That's what the Cubs will get started with as they begin the season on the other side after a first half of 57-39. And by the way, the poll question, we were up to almost 1,000 votes as I round up rather aggressively. 738 votes for our poll question here tonight. We asked you, because it's a night of stars on the Midsummer Classic, which young Chicago sports star has the brightest future ahead of him? PCA leading barely. PCA 43.5% of the votes. Caleb Williams 42.8%. So if you round up, that would be 43%. And then Connor Bedard at 13.4% of the votes. The other, although I will say someone on the text line did say Rome Odunze. It's not a bad thought. And a lot of people are thinking Rome's going to have a monster year, especially with Ben Johnson coming to town, but the other at 0.3%. Some of the texts coming in for our poll question. This one from the 630. Connor Bedard has been a child prodigy since he was 13 years old. Typically, when hockey players garner that amount of attention that young of an age, they turn into superstars. Won't disagree with you there. The biggest difference of the three is how young Connor Bedard is. Connor will turn 20 years old on Thursday, so still 19 years old. PCA and Caleb Williams both 23 years old. And you're right. Like, when it comes to pointing at a player and saying, you are a generational talent, the two names that got the same treatment as Connor Bedard got in 2023, Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby. I would say that that did not miss. And with how young Connor Bedard is, still a lot of time for him to live up to. It's going to be hard for him to live up to really how enormous it was if the roster doesn't get a lot better around him, but he still has his entire career in front of him. This one from the 708, Caleb has the brighter future. 904 says, I'm voting for Caleb Williams. I love the Cubs and PCA, but if I'm taking someone to the prom, it's going to be the Bears and Caleb Williams. The 773 is the one who threw Rome Odunze into the conversation. Also, 773 said baseball is an individual sport that masquerades as a team sport. Certainly wouldn't say masquerade. It absolutely is a team game. But from an individual standpoint, Pete Armstrong is able to have an immediate or direct impact more so than Caleb Williams, who is dependent on his offensive line, his tight ends, his wide receivers, his coaching staff, and same goes for Connor Bedard. But also, from an individual standpoint, PCA is able to just go out there and do it, be his own man, as opposed to not being impacted by those who play much more of a team game. But that's a poll question. You can find it on my X account, as weird as that sounds coming out of my mouth, at Judson Richards. You heard that call there by Pat Hughes. And, you know, Ian Happ did not mope by any means when he found out that he was not going to be hitting in the leadoff spot. Nice to see Michael Busch there certainly has earned it, especially against right-handed hitters. But a great conversation, Ian Happ, weekly with Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. And Ian did shy away from it, address the conversation head on. Here's what that conversation sounded like.
Ian, we know coming into that Yankee series, you hadn't had the production that you were typically accustomed to. What was the conversation like as far as you moving out of the leadoff spot, and how did that maybe affect your approach? I know you got on base four times in two games after that.
Yeah, I think just, I hadn't been as productive as I wanted to be in that spot. Still walking a bunch in that, kind of 3 or 4 week span, but not, not getting the hits. And it's, one of those stretches, a tough one for me where I wasn't striking out a ton, but the balls I was hitting just weren't falling. I didn't think the at-bats were bad. I didn't think it was, kind of bad swings or ugly at-bats one after another. It's just every time I put the ball in play, I feel like it went to a fielder. And so just getting out of that leadoff spot and, the guys, Nico's been super productive against lefties. Obviously, Bushy's been productive against everybody. But putting the lineup in a situation where the guys that are at the top of the order setting the stage for Tuck and say in PCA. And, for me, I'm comfortable in the middle of the order. I've hit in every spot in the lineup throughout my career. But, being in the middle of the order, something that happened last year too, where I got moved out of there and hit fifth for a couple months and was really productive in that spot. So, whatever the team needs and however I can, help this lineup mesh the best, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, the production showed for itself. What was that conversation like with Craig Counsell when you had it?
Pretty easy. Something that, wasn't like it was shocked me. Craig and I have a great relationship. We've been together now for a year and a half, and so just understanding of I totally get making a change and switching it up a little bit and trying to get somebody up there who can be a little bit more productive and not a tough conversation at all.
Is the All-Star break coming at a good time for you just based on that, and also it gets to a point where you guys, maybe your bodies are just tired?
Yeah, I think the mental reset's nice. You go out and it's been a month plus, probably 35, 40 games of me not getting the results that I'm looking for, and not because I'm not hitting the ball hard, not because I'm not having quality at bats, just because the luck has been pretty tough. I hit 9 home runs in June and didn't get a lot of other hits and that's not a productive not a product of a bunch of, like I said, a bunch of strikeouts, but probably one of the stretches in my career that's the most unlucky. And so just a little reset of not having to do, not having to go to the park and be stressed out about not getting hits. It's a nice time to reset, and looking forward to that. Second half push, and so I'm excited for that.
Sorry, Ian, didn't mean to interrupt there. We are having our weekly conversation with Cubs hitter Ian Happ, outfielder, and kind enough to join us during his All-Star break. I think the adage, is the best thing you can do after a mound meeting is to throw a strike. I always hear that in pitching. Or the best thing you can do in basketball after a timeout is score. I feel like you did the best thing possible after that news. You go out there and you produce, you get hits, you get on base. How encouraging at least was that to you, or what was your feeling afterward just knowing that you produced right away?
I think the at-bats against Fried were good. Definitely getting that RBI knock with two outs felt pretty good. So, and the next day, getting on base a couple times, I think just keeping that momentum up and continuing to do, kind of the work and the things that I know get me back to that spot where I feel really confident in the box. And that's the name of the game, is being able to go in and have that confidence on a daily basis. And I think our offense has been super productive, and I just want to contribute to that more.
Good conversation there. You can find the entire conversation on the Odyssey app, of course, on the Rewind function. That was Cubs outfielder Ian Happ with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and he joins them weekly. That conversation, of course, Ian still joining them even on the All-Star break and having to discuss, he got moved out of the leadoff slot. He's had a rough couple of months, but the good thing for Ian, if you think about this, right, put yourself in Ian Happ's shoes. Would you rather struggle, get moved out of the lineup on a team that's also struggling, or would you rather have that happen on a team that's playing really well? Because I'd rather do it on a team that's playing really well, because Ian gets a chance to reset with the All-Star break, and all he's got to do is just get on board with what everybody else is doing, and you still have a chance to really, really impact the team in a positive way heading towards the playoffs, because they've picked you up, right? That's one of the more overused terms in sports, is your teammates pick you up. It's not, Ian hasn't had a completely and utterly dreadful season. It's just not the season that he wants to have. But the one thing that this team has done so well is they have hit all throughout the lineup. So when one guy is struggling or even two or three hitters is struggling, there has been someone that has picked you up. I was looking at this. You can make the case. There may be nine Cubs having career years. The obvious, Pedro Armstrong, Matthew Boyd, who's at the All-Star game, Seiya Suzuki. Yes, of course. I mean, Seiya was close to their best hitter last year, and he's already surpassed his power numbers this year, home run or RBI-wise at least. I mean, Seiya was leading the league when they chose the All-Star team in home runs and RBIs. Michael Busch, absolutely. Carson Kelly, absolutely. Daniel Palencia, certainly. And then Brad Keller, who's been a starter for a majority of his career from a reliever standpoint. He's had a rough three outings that have drastically changed his numbers. But Keller, for 2 months, may have been the most reliable arm. Really, really, I would say up until the start of July, Brad Keller had been the best bullpen arm that the Cubs had had. Then Drew Pomeranz, who was out of the league from 2021. And I think did he just give up an earned run? He doesn't still have a 0-0 earned run average, right? And then you've got Chris Flexen. Chris Flexen has a career ERA of 4.76. And Flexen's ERA this season is 1.47. And then I had a couple honorable mentions. Nico, you could make the case. Like, he's not having a career year because he's had a couple really great seasons. But he is right on pace at playing at the best of his career years. Studs, Pomeranz?
Pomeranz has given up two earned runs this season. They both came on July 5th against the Cardinals.
And do you have his season ERA?
His season ERA is currently sitting at 0.70 with a whip of 0.974.
That's a guy who is sitting in AAA and really, I don't know if he thought he'd ever be in the big leagues again, having not been there since 2021. And then Miguel Amaya was having an incredible year until he got hurt. And that's my other honorable mention. He's just been hurt too much and too long. So I say all that to say all Ian has to do is get back on track. Get back on track, and your team has picked you up to be a first-place team. I mean, the Cubs have the third-best record in all of baseball. The third-best record in all of baseball. And so it's all right there in front of you. It's all absolutely right there in front of you. 312-644-6767 if you want to weigh in on any of that. Judson Richards with you all the way until 9 o'clock this evening. Coming up next, there's a couple phrases that I don't want to hear any more of in the game of baseball. But first, I did want to pass along our condolences to Harry Tenowitz. Admittedly, I did not know Harry, but it didn't feel right to be doing sports talk in Chicago and not pay our respects as news of Harry Tenowitz's passing came down this afternoon and in this evening. Our boss, Mitch Rosen, said on X, funny, witty, the life of the party, liver transplant recipient, comedian, Mitch put in quotes, movie star, playwright, love the Cubs and Springsteen, father, brother, and love chocolate. So we send our condolences to the family of Harry Tenowitz. Back on The Score next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Score evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
All right, Judson Richards back here with you. Final stop on this edition of Score Evenings. Tomorrow night, we will not have Score Evenings. You know why? Because the Score will have a special classic edition, some programming coming up that will feature replay of the Cubs' win in Game 6 of the 2016 NLCS. That was over the Dodgers. And then on Thursday night, we'll bring back the Cubs' victory in Game 7 of the 2016 World Series. Again, so 2016 NLCS in Game 6 and the 2016 Game 7 World Series winner. That'll be Thursday night, both of those beginning at 6 p.m. Then Friday, the All-Star break, just like that, it is over. We're back to baseball. Cubs and the Red Sox at Wrigley Field. 1:20 first pitch. You'll hear that game right here on 6-7 The Score. I will happily have your pre and post on that coming up as well, as the Red Sox have won 10 in a row, so the Cubs better be ready to go. If you missed any part of the show today, you can find it on the Odyssey app, the rewind function. I thought Alex Cohen was great, taking a look at not only this Cubs team, but also Cade Horton, Owen Casey, and tough decisions Jed Hoyer may be making. Alex Cohen of the Marquee Sports Network, join us at 6:25. Really fun conversation with Chuck Swirsky, who brought it at 7 o'clock, talking about he's had an interesting 24 hours or so on X. It's a good conversation with Chuck. And then, of course, Patrick Finley, the Chicago Sun-Times, on the beat of the Bears as we are a week away from the Bears getting started on training camp. That was at 8 o'clock. So, again, great show all there for you on the Odyssey app. As Pete Crow Armstrong is taking the baseball world by storm, I know we'd hear it. I'm sure it was said a lot. And I just would love to put this sports phrase down. I guess it may not even a sports phrase. It's just a phrase at all. Like, this phrase here, this one.
You are one of the swaggiest dudes in the league.
No. Moratorium on swag, especially swaggy. I'd rather
the
have
swaggiest
no,
dude.
No, I'd rather have you jam your fingers into my eyeball. I would rather listen to Shaggy on replay.
The swaggiest dude.
As opposed to hearing the word swaggy. Do you know what Riz is, Studs? Do you know that term, Riz?
I've heard the term, yes.
Do you know what it means?
I know it. I don't know if I could describe it to you. It's one of those things. Like I would know how to use it properly, but yeah. I don't know if I could verbalize it.
It's short for charisma.
There you go.
He has charisma. Riz.
Also, the swaggiest dude.
Also stupid, I find it better than swaggy. Swaggy. He's got swag. Just say confidence or style. You know, let's dig in our vocabulary a little bit and use a real word instead of swaggy. Swaggy.
You are one of the swaggiest dudes in the league.
that Sierra Santos with MLB Network. I think she has Chicago ties. I don't mean to beat her up. I'm ready for that word to be done. Let's say goodbye to that one. And then
the swaggiest dude.
Oh, no more, please, no more.
The swaggiest dude.
So far for me, the All-Star break has been swaggy and big dumper. Like this, the home run derby, as we should have had this spectacular moment. They actually, you know, I've got a 5-year-old son, right? Like we spend time in the backyard hitting off of the tee. Like I'm carving, I'm crafting that swing of his. And it's not bad. He's got a big leg kick, which throws his whole body off. Like as soon as that leg goes up, his whole body leans back and it just changes his swing. If I could shape that and carve that out of there, I think we've got something for real. And so when you've got Cal Raleigh's dad throwing to him, who's carved out that swing, with his 15-year-old brother, Cal's little brother is catching, that's a beautiful moment. Then all I get is big dumper, big dumper, big dumper. Even on MSNBC, they can't stop talking about
Jonathan O'Meara, we haven't talked yet about the home run derby last night.
Yeah, you slipped in an early reference to the big dumper, but now it is time to spend a little more with that. Yeah, Cal Raleigh, Mika.
Some that is?
People don't yes. know what that means.
His mom's that was called
nickname,
a tease.
I think, or dad's nickname, okay.
That was called a tease. Cal Raleigh, there he is right there. Seattle Mariners catcher, good player until this year where he has become a superstar. He is indeed nicknamed the big dumper, in part due to the size of his hindquarters, his teammates say. But he leads the league at home runs right now during the season. And last night put on a show at the Home Run Derby in Atlanta, where he emerged victorious. The Home Run Derby, you know, All-Star Games tonight. Home Run Derby, always a fun thing. I watched with Flynn. He loved it. It's my youngest son.
Aww.
And he correctly predicted Cal Raleigh would be the winner, Joe. And it's, you know, the only problem with this All-Star game is it means it was a day the Red Sox aren't playing. As we've won 10 in a row, couldn't be hotter. Let's get back out there.
Oh, let's get back out there. I know. So do you have any questions about that nickname?
No.
I think one of the parents, Zach, I think the dad may have said, if you want to do better, you got to get that big dumper out there and work it a lot harder.
Yeah. Let's, and, well, he has.
Didn't
those
he
are
say
words,
something? That's,
words to live by for us all. Get that big dumper out there and work harder. Well, with that in mind.
You know who said that first?
Churchill?
Aristotle. That was Aristotle. Yeah, go back before that, Aristotle.
Everybody stop.
It was his advice, I think, to Socrates. Yeah. When Socrates was kind of moping about the team masters.
Let me help you, Jonathan. There is no segue here, so please.
I was about to try one, but I thought better of it.
There is no segue because it's body shaming. I you know, poor Cal Raleigh. Here we are. This magnificent story, that was MSNBC, by the way, is, you know, you say something long enough and then everybody, it's funny how vernacular makes its way into the news or wherever you go if you say it enough. And I could not, you know, social media, especially with Cal, I should mention, he won the thing. So he just was around longer. And so the longer you're around, you just keep hearing big dumper, big dumper, big dumper, big dumper. That's all we got. Maybe wish for more back, 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 back. Now you just get launch angles and velocity. And, you know, it's like, did I ride for a math problem or am I watching the Home Run Derby? Was anyone else missing back, 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 back last night?
Not really.
Speaking of big dumpers. it's all love here on The Score. That will do it for us. Adam Staszynski on the other side of the glass. Adam, great job. Always enjoy working with you. Tomorrow night, we will have Game 6, 2016 NLCS. Cubs winner. Thursday night, Game 7, the winner in Cleveland of the 2016 World Series. And is back to Cubs baseball on Friday with a 1:20 start against the Red Sox. I'm Judson Richard saying have a wonderful rest of the night, everybody.
Okay, Judson, thank you.
You are one of the swaggiest dudes in the league.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.